Okay, we are now starting a new daf, clean daf, Lamed, which begins with a new Mishnah, similar concepts, but new, starting anew. So the Mishnah begins as follows, and we have, again, the daf Achayim chart, which is a very helpful, some very helpful charts here, which I'm going to share you on the screen. And if you are listening, I strongly encourage daf Achayim chart, Yevamos daf Lamed. Okay, says the Mishnah as follows. Shlosha Achim, you have three brothers. Shnai Mehen Nisuim Shtei Achayos, and two of them are married to two sisters. Ve'echad Nasui Nachris, and one of them is married not to Nachris, does not mean a non-Jew, a Nachris, a not related sister, right? And what happens? Meis Echad Nibale Achayos, so one of the two brothers who is married to the two sisters, one of them dies. Vekines nasoi nachris es ishto vumes. And what happens? One of the brother who's married to not one of the sisters, right? The brother who's married to some other woman, does yibum with this man's wife. And then what happens? And then he dies. Okay, so we have again Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Shimon dies, and Leah falls in Yibum. So what happens? Levi, who is the, again, a brother whose wife, who's married to some other woman, but she's not related at all to Leah, he does Yibum with her. Why does Reuven not do Yibum with Leah? Because Reuven can't do Yibum with Leah, right? Because Leah is Achos Ishto. She's the sister of his wife. Fine. So Levi does Yibum with Leah, and then what happens? Then Levi dies. Okay, so when Levi dies, now what happens? You have Levi and Rivka both need Yibum, presumably from Reuven, which is going to cause a problem. Reuven cannot do Yibum with Leah because she is still Achos Ishto, right? She is the sister of his current wife. Okay, what's going to happen to Rivka? Rivka now, right, is not just some random woman. She is the co-wife of Leah, who is Achos Ishto to Reuven. Right, so take a look at what the Mishnah says. So what happened? Shlosha achin shnai mi'en nesuim shtei achayos, ve'echad nasoi nachris, meis echad mi'bali achayos, ve'kines nasoi nachris es ishto. Right, so again, this guy goes ahead, Levi marries Leah, and then what happens? Umeis, he dies. So what happens? Harishona yotzeis mishum achos isha. Leah goes free without anything. Right, she does not need any Yibum or Chalitza. She's the sister of Reuven's wife. There is no Zika in the first place. Nothing begins even. Okay? Ushniya Mishum Tsarasa. And the second one, Rivka, also goes free. Why? Because she is Tsaras Achos Ishto. This is our very first Mishnah. Right? The Tsara to an Erva is like the Erva. So since Leah is Mamish Achos Ishto to Reuven, so she's totally out. There's no Zika at all. Rivka's also out because she is the Tsara now of Achos Ishto. Yes? Okay. Good. However, what happens if Levi didn't do Yibum with Leah, but Levi only did Mimer? Right? Mimer is only Dirabanan. Right? So what happens in the following case? Says, continues the Mishnah, Asaba Mimer Umeis. So what happens? So now, again, same exact case. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon married the two sisters. Shimon passes away, leaving Leah. Leah cannot do Yibum with Reuven because she is Achos Ishto. However, to Levi, she's nothing. And that's what, I mean, she's his sister-in-law. But, right, she's not related to Levi in any other way. And therefore, Levi does Mimer with Leah. But before Levi is able to do Yibum, he passes away. Now what happens? Rivka and Leah both fall to Reuven. So Leah cannot marry Reuven because, again, she remains Achos Ishto. She's the sister of his current wife. Rivka now is what? Well, is she the tzara of Achos Ishto? Not really, because she mida araisa, she did not do yibum with Levi. She's not a tzara to Leah because Leah only did mimer with Levi. Leah never did a full yibum with Levi, and since Leah never did a full yibum with Levi, Rivka and Leah never became tzaros to each other mida araisa. Midrabanan, they are. Midrabanan, they're tzaras. Midrabanan, they're not. So therefore, what do you do? you can't allow them to her to do yivum with Ruvain because midrabanan she's a tsara serva. Right, midrabanan she's a tsara to someone who is achlos ishut to Ruvain. However, midaraisa she requires something because Leah's not real; was never really fully married to Levi. So what do we need? So Rivka cannot do yibum. However, she can do chalitza, and therefore that's where the Mishnah ends. Nachris chaletzes v'lom yisyavemis. Okay, so that's the two steps here. Step number one is when Levi actually did yibum. So we point out that when the case when Levi does yibum and then he dies, Leah's out because of achas ishto. Rivka's out because she is tsaras achas ishto mamish midaraisa. The next stage of the Mishnah is in the case where Levi only did mimer, where once he dies also, Leah's out still because Achas Ishto, Rivka now is Choletzes V'lom Yisyabemes, because Midar Raisa, she's not Achas Ishto, she requires something, so he has to eat Chalitza, but since Midar Abanan, she's Tzara to Achas Ishto of Ruvain, therefore she has to get, therefore she can't marry Ruvain. Yeah? That's the two stages of the Mishnah. Good. Okay. It's Mishnahs like this that remind you how much you have learned and are now retaining in your brain as you go to each case, which is like, if you give you a little chizik. I mean it for myself also, like all these concepts that now make a lot of sense. Oh yeah, right. So just a good reminder, because we didn't know any of them when we started, and we read a Mishnah like that and it makes sense. So that's gevaldik. Continues the Mishnah as says the Gemara as follows. Says the Gemara, Taima de Aviva Maimer. Hello, Abba Maimer, Nachris Yevume Nami Yimiyabma. Right, so the Gemara points out that which is relatively clear to us. Right, this is only true because this whole case, right, the only reason Rivka's out for marrying Ruvain is because Levi did Maimer with Leah. Right? Time of Abba Maimer. Hello, Abba Maimer. Nachris Yevumin Ami Yivamo. If she hadn't done Maimer with, if Leah had never done Yibum with Levi, what would happen? Rivka is absolutely free to do Yibum with Reuven, which, by the way, she does in the first case. Right? In the first case, she doesn't, because in the first case, this is the third possibility. The first case was that that Levi did Mamish did a Yibum with Leah. The second case is that Levi did a Mimer with Leah. But if Levi would have done nothing with Leah, so what would happen? Nothing. If Levi had done nothing with Leah and then Shimon died, Shimon had died and then Levi dies, so what happens? Rivka can do, Reuven can do Yibum with Rivka, because why? Because Leah and Rivka have no connection to each other yet at this point. Right? Okay? At least that's the implication of the Mishnah. Right? It's when Levi and Leah do Yibum, then what happens? Rivka's out because of Tzaras Achas Ishto. If Levi and Leah do Mimer, then Rivka's still out because Midrabanan, she's Tzara to Achas Ishto. Implication being, if Levi does nothing, what happens? They're not related, and Rivka can do Yibum with Reuven. That's the implication of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah only gives case one and case two. But what about case three? If Levi does zero, the implication is if Levi does zero, Rivka and Reuven can do Yibum. Ah, what does that teach me? What do you see? Rav Nachman Zos Ameris Ein Zika Bafilu Bacharacha. So what does that show me? That shows me that we really paskin, at least this Mishnah seems to paskin, Ein Zika. Why does it teach me Ein Zika? Because if we held Yesh Zika, what would that mean? That would mean that even before Levi ever did anything with Leah, before Levi ever did a Mimer or a Yibum or anything, Levi and Leah already connected, right? They're like married, Yesh Zika tells me, right? Again, certainly in terms of their relationships with other people, right? So Levi and Leah, if you hold a Yesh Zika, then Levi and Leah are sort of, they're connected and sort of married, in which case, Rivka is going to be, right, the Tzara to, a Zika to Levi. If that's true, so now we're, you know, they're sort of Tzarus at that point. If that's going to be true, so now we're going to have, then Rivka should not be able to marry Reuven Midra Abanan at least. So must be, according to this Mishnah, that we hold Ein Zika. That even though Shimon passes away, Levi and Leah don't have any connection at all until Levi does Yibum or Mimer, and that's why if they do nothing, Rivka could go ahead and do Yibum with Reuven. Does that make sense? Again, because all these connections, determine, it's Rivka's status is all determined by Levi's connection to Leah. right? Because Levi's married to Rivka, if Levi's connection to Leah becomes significant, all of a sudden Rivka and Leah become significantly related because they're tzaros to each other, right? So if Levi, if yesh zika, then Levi and Leah are connected. Well, once Levi and Leah are connected, now Rivka and Leah are connected, and then that means that when Levi dies, Rivka's out from marrying Reuven. So it must be, if the implication of the Mishnah is that Rivka's only out when there was a Yibam or a Maimer, implication if there was neither, Rivka's permitted to marry Reuven, must be Ein Zika. There's no Zika, no connection between Levi and Leah. Yeah, does that make sense? Okay. Good. Even when there's only one brother there. We've talked about cases where there's multiple brothers, maybe even, less of a reason to hold Zika because there's multiple, we've seen this a number of times in the Gemara, right? If there's multiple brothers, so then maybe I'd have a half a min at least that is less likely to say Yesh Zika when I have two brothers, three brothers, four brothers, because there's so many people that have a possibility to, so you wouldn't say Yesh Zika in such a case. But Bacharacha, right, when only one brother available, you might have held Yesh Zika. Anyways, here we're saying that this is the bigger Chiddush, that according to this Mishnah, there's no Zika, even though there's only one brother, Reuven, who's available for you. But okay. Or in this case, there's only one brother, Levi, available for you, but because she's forbidden, because Levi is forbidden to Reuven. Okay. Fine. So let's go on next Mishnah. It says in the next Mishnah as follows. And all these cases will be very, very similar to each other, and the Gemara is going to actually ask that. If the Mishnah sounds very similar, don't worry. The Gemara is going to be bothered by your same question. So the Mishnah says as follows. Shlosha achim shnayim mehen nisuim shteachayos. Two brothers, two of them married two sisters. Ve'echad naser nachers. And one of them is married to a non-related woman, to the other two sisters, the other two women. Meis hanasoi nachris. In this case, who passes away? In this case, Levi passes away first. That's what's different with this. In the original case, right, one of the brothers married his sisters died first. Here, it's the opposite. In this case, what happens? Then the brother who is not married to a sister dies first. Okay, so Levi dies. Meis hanasoi nachris. V'kineis echad mibalei achayos es ishto. And what happens? One of the two brothers, who's married to two sisters, does Yibum with Rivka, his wife. Okay. Umes. And then he dies, right? So Shimon does, Levi dies, leaves Rivka, his wife, who's not related to anybody. Shimon does Yibum with her. Now Shimon dies. Okay? So what's the status now? Same thing. Shimon's wife cannot marry Reuven, why? Because she's Achos Ishto to Rachel, Reuven's wife. Rivka cannot even with Reuven, why? Because she is Etzara to Leah, right? She's Etzara to a woman who is Achos Ishto to Reuven's wife, and therefore neither Leah nor Rivka can do Yibum, right? That's what the Mishnah says. Says the Mishnah, HaRishona Yotzei Mishum Achos Isha, Ushniya Mishum Tzarasa, right? So that's exactly what we just said. Right, Leah's Achos Ishto, so she's out, and Rivka's out because she is Sarah of Achos Ishto. Fine. Asaba Maimer, what if the case wasn't that? Again, same case, Levi dies, but instead of doing Yibum, Shimon does Maimer with Rivka, and then he dies. Okay, so what happens in such a case? Asaba Maimer, Umeis, Nachritz Choleses, V'lom Yisabemes. So the same exact halacha. When Shimon dies now, what happens? So again, Leah can't do Yibum because she's Achos Isha to Reuven. And Rivka, because there was Maimer done, right, with Rivka herself, so now what happens? She is Midrabanan Atzara to Leah, right? They were co-wives together with Shimon. And therefore, Midrabanan, she's Achos Ishto, she's Atzara to Achos Ishto, right? She's Atzara with Leah, who is the sister of Reuven's wife. And therefore, she can't do Yibum, but Midaraisa, she's not a Tzara. Because again, she only did Maimer with Shimon. And therefore, Midaraisa, she really needs something, so Reuven has to do Chalitza with her. Fine. The case is almost identical, right? The concepts are exactly the same. It's just the only difference is, was Shimon the one to die, and then Levi did Yibum or Maimer? Or was, in this case, Levi's the first one to die, and Shimon's the one who does Yibum or Maimer with Rivka. That's the only difference in the two cases. Okay? So the Gemara is bothered by that exact problem. And the Gemara says as follows. Hasulamali hainuach. Says the Gemara, what is going on here? It's the same exact case. So obviously it's not Hainu hach doesn't mean it's exactly the same case. It's obviously not exactly the same case. But what the Mishnah means to say is, you have not taught me, every Mishnah needs to teach me a new halacha. Right? So if it's, yes, the two people have shifted. You know, Levi died first instead of Shimon, and then Shimon dies afterwards. Right? As opposed to, right, the person doing Maimer is somebody different. But the fundamental concepts are exactly the same. So you haven't taught me anything new, so what's going on here? So it says the Mishnah, again, Hasulam li hanuhach, answers the Gemara as follows. And continues the kasha. Hashta uma hasam da achos isha hav yatsar le nachris amris nachris asura hacha de nachris hav yatsar le achos isha lo kosh again. So this is a kavachomer, which is, I wouldn't say the easiest kavachomer to hear, but this is what's going on here. The Gemara wants to assume that these two cases that we just saw, there's actually, if I know this Mishnah. Right, if I know the Mishnah we just read, then I'll for sure know the first Mishnah. The Mishnah we read, the previous Mishnah. Okay? Because we read two Mishnahs so far. So what was the difference? The difference between the two was that in the first case, what happened? Sorry, hold on a second. In the first case, we had, right, the actual sister, right, of the actual Achos Isha is one of those Yibum. And in that scenario, Rivka, right, who's like the lesser, she's less connected, she's not really married, she's not really related at all, but now she becomes connected, right? She becomes connected because Levi marries Leah. So in that scenario, what happens? Rivka's out, right? So, but look at the second case, right? In the second case, what happens? In our second case, what happens? It's the original sister, right? The two sisters who are connected to each other, and it's this the outsider. It's her husband who had passed away, right? And now Shimon kind of brings her in by doing Yibum with her, right? And it's in that scenario, or by doing Maimer with her. And in that scenario, what do we say? She's out because she's, you know, only Midra Rabbanan connected. That's because she's Midra Rabbanan, she's connected, so she's not, you know, she's not able to do Yibum with Reuven. So the Mishnah wants, the Gemara wants to make the following Kavachomer. All right, so now let's read the words inside again. Hashta mahasam da achos isha hav yatsara l'nachris. Right, in the original case, right, the achos isha was the tsara. Yeah?
I'm sorry. Is it possible that it's like you're saying it's the other way? Like,
yeah, go ahead. Yes, I think so, exactly, yes. That maybe I wasn't saying it clearly enough, but yes, correct. Meaning in the first case, what happens? Yeah, say it out, Jonathan, you're right. Say it.
Right, because I think there, she was Levi's wife.
And it's the sister who's joining.
Right.
Right, and so she...
was really the wife.
Right, and she does more damage in a certain sense. Right? Hashta mahasin da achos isha hav yatsara lenachris. Right? It's Leah here, right? Who becomes the tsara to Rivka by Levi's Yibum, right? And in that case, we see Amris nachris asura. Right? So then the Rivka gets like knocked out, right? Because Leah sort of like joins her relationship. Right? So hacha de nachris hav yatsara lachos isha lokoshke. And meaning in that case, what happens when Leah shows up, Rivka's out. Right, Rivka's out because Leah has shown up in her relationship, right? So the Gemara wants to say that Kavachomer in this case, what happened? In this case, Rivka is the one who joins Leah's relationship, right? Again, the Achos Isha is like the primary Isser, right? And the other woman, the Nachris, is like, you know, joining the Isser. So in the first case, when Leah shows up to Rivka's relationship, she passes Rivka, right? Rivka's now, you know, out. She's on the outside. So it's certainly in the case where Rivka now is showing up in Leah's relationship, of course she's going to be out. Okay. Like they want to say that the Kavachomer, for sure it would be true. I don't need a second Mishnah to teach me that halacha. You want to see the way Rashi says it like this. in the 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in the skinny lines in Rashi. Hainu hach v'koshikenu. It's a kavachomer. The hashda ma hasan the nachris ikar nesuahi. In that case, the non sister was the main married woman to this man, right? The achos isha nafla aleha, right? It's the achos isha who shows up to her relationship. Venasis sarasa b'maimer aserta. She like makes her forbidden. So hacha in our case, the achos isha ikar nesuahi. Here, it's the achos isha who's the main one who was married to Shimon, right? Lo kosher kein though seres nachris shehi tefela. So certainly, she's going to forbid the woman who, you know, joins her relationship. Okay, you can take it or leave it if you think it's a full kavach, you know, such a big kavachomer. But the point being, it's because the tzara is always a, you know, an add-on. The tzara is always the, you know, the main isser here. The tzara is always added on to the real woman who's the achos isha, the real isser. So the point is, if the main woman jumps into the tzara's, you know, relationship and she can pass to her, so certainly when the tzara is being added on to the main isser's relationship, that's gonna pass to her. Okay. The bottom line is, either way, at the very least, it's redundant. At the very least, it's the same. Even if you don't want to say it's a kav chomer, but the Gemara wants to say it's even a kav chomer. Fine. But the bottom line is, if that's true, if it's so redundant, then why tell me the halacha at all? So the Gemara says as follows. So why keep your bosh mishnas? So answers the Gemara as follows. Tana hach tan. The answer to the Gemara basically is, you're right. They are the same, and it's not a chiddush to teach me one after the other. They're really saying the same halacha. So the question is, so why leave them both? So tana hach tana bereisha. You're right. We taught the first one first, meaning we taught the one that leads to the kavach omer. We really taught first. Vahach chazya leheteira. Visharya, right? So actually, what we said originally was look at Rashi, Hatana Bereisha. Rashi says Mishnah Achrona Zushina Techila. You're right. We actually taught the second halacha second, right? Because again, we said if you learn the second, then the first one's not. You learn the first one, the second one's not necessary. So the truth is, we taught the first one. The second halacha was the original one. So this second Mishnah. Okay, that's the original Mishnah. V'ahid le'el lo havi b'dayti le'misnei, mishum dechazi le'hatera, ho v'nachris ikar. We actually originally wanted to paskin differently in the first case. Meaning, you're right, this whole kavachomer is a really good point. Because originally, what did we say? Originally, we thought to say that, yeah, in the second case, make sure we have it correctly. Sorry, hold on. Right, in our second case, what happened? In our second case, right, it was Levi dies first. It's the Nachris who's first on the outs here, right? Because Levi dies. And then Shimon brings her in. And it's in that case where we say, so now she becomes, you know, it's Midr Abanan, or certainly in the case of Maimer, she becomes Midr Abanan, a tzara to Achos Ishto, and that's why she can't do Yibam. But the truth is, if it would have been the opposite, right, if it would have been the opposite case, originally what did we think? That if Shimon would die first, right, and that Levi would do Maimer with Leah, that Rivka would not be passeled. And Rivka Taka could do Yibam with Reuven still. That's what we thought originally. And then what happened? And then the Tana changes his mind, right? So let's go back to Rashi. Mishnah Achrona Zu Shina Techila. V'ahid le'el lo havi v'dayta le'misnei mishum dechazi le'eter. We thought it could be okay. Ho v'nachris ikar, because she was really the... Again, she was in her own relationship. And then Vahadar Khazili Sura Mishum Dimukomakam Tsarasahi. So then what and then we realized that, you know what, in the end of the day, she's still a tsara to the Erva, this woman. And therefore we said she really should be Shitaka Biyasar. So what did we do? So we taught the first Mishnah, right? Which is our first case. Okay, so then what happens? So look, now look back in the Gemara. So Gemara says, Tanya hach tana bereisha. Right, we really taught the second Mishnah first. V'hach chaz le'etera. We thought that in the first case, she would talk and be permissible to Reuven. V'sharya. V'hadr chaz le'isura. But then we changed our mind and thought that also in that case, the tzara, this woman, the nachris, should be forbidden. But now what? V'aydi dechaviva le'i akhtama. Right, now that we liked, again, it came with the new chiddush, that in the first case, should be this woman, the Nachar, should be forbidden to Reuben also. We said, oh, that's a bigger chiddush. We're proud of it. So we put it first, right? U'mishnah lozazim mikoma. And okay, so now the second Mishnah, which really I would know as a kav chomer from the first case, it doesn't matter. The fact is that once we had the first case in, we're not, and then we had the second Mishnah in its place, we're not going to move the second Mishnah away. We're not going to remove a Mishnah once we've written it, and we leave it there. Even though the truth is, the second Mishnah is really redundant and unnecessary. And it's a fascinating concept, right? That really taught a Mishnah which really don't need it anymore. And you could have just gotten rid of it. And nevertheless, they keep it there. Once the Mishnah was taught, they leave it there. But you're right. In a Hanami, historically, what happened was, the second Mishnah was taught first, then they changed and passed the case in the second Mishnah also, in which case I didn't need the second Mishnah anymore. But nevertheless, both Mishnayos stay in their place, and therefore the two remain where they are. So the case, so if the cases look the same, they sort of are the same. If the halacha looks the same, basically are the same. And the Mishnah and the Gemara at least recognizes that. Fine, but we are just about out of time, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up from the next Mishnah tomorrow.